Rand is back, which means Acapella the News is back as well.
Yeah.
It's time for Rand to
Acapella the News.
Yes, shout out to Gilio because he gave me a great idea today. Ovius, do you know who the coach is for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You know, I forgot. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Urban Meyer.
I know it's not Urban Meyer.
It's not Urban Meyer.
Who apparently is coming back to Fox.
Oh, okay.
For their college football coverage.
Apparently, he's coming back.
You called that. Yes.
That's hilarious.
I was like, no way.
They brought him back.
You were like, no.
I think, on CBS, they bring in their rules expert, a former official, like Mike Pereira on Fox. You know, he comes in. Urban Meyer's going to be the guy they bring on Fox on Big Noon Saturday where they say, all right, Urban, so which coach has lost the team? Which locker room looks like it's not functioning right now because of poor leadership? And Urban can go to his big board. I'm like, well, I'll tell you when things go wrong.
What locker room needs a kick?
Jeez.
Which player should you be punting right now?
So, Urban is not coaching the Jags tonight, but you got to feel for him. He's going to have some serious FOMO tonight.
Of course.
We had to sing about him.
No, jeez.
Yeah.
Spending all my nights writing more books about leadership. Doing anything just to get you off of my mind, yeah. Yeah, we had a rough year from signing Tebow to giving the kicker a tap.
Just a tap.
I've stayed away from bars, but man, I miss the grind. I want to come back.
Oh, wow.
I want to coach trapeze, but my actions had consequences. Who knew? I want to come back.
Yeah.
Thought the NFL would be a breeze, but it's harder when everyone else is good too.
It's hard to win when everyone else is good too.
It's like playing Alabama every week.
Every week.
Jeez.
I've been gone for a while. I had to have a banger.
Yeah. I was going to say, you came back strong, man. You came back strong. All right. Let's let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked
the door. All right, kiddos. First up in Hey Joe from Paul on Twitter. Hey Joe, are you still of the opinion that if Baker Mayfield starts week one, the Panthers lose, then he should be cut immediately?
No, Paul, that's not what I said. Look, I get that you hear things, and I get the dynamics of radio sometimes. This is something that Gilio has had to learn in the last couple of years as he's gone away from print and does daily radio with me, where when you write something,
you can always point back to it.
Like, this is
This is what I wrote.
This is what I wrote. And that becomes a reading comprehension problem if you're not getting what I'm putting down.
One of my favorite retorts, yes.
Okay. On radio, you can say some things, and I get as I'm a listener of radio too. Sometimes you're just kind of half paying attention to what the conversation is. Maybe you get distracted by something else. You know, you're answering an email while we're saying something, and you hear me get animated about something, and we're like, "Wait, did Ovius really say this?" That's why you should check out the Best of the OG podcast.
Or you play a little bit of a game of telephone, right?
There's that too.
Yeah, these guys.
Ovius said blah 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 blah. That's actually not what I said, but cool, whatever. So let me restate what I was saying about Baker Mayfield starting week one for the Carolina Panthers. I said that if Baker Mayfield does not get the QB1 job for the Cleveland Browns week one season opener, he should be cut and Matt Rhule should be fired. I never said anything about the result of the game.
Oh.
I said going into the game, you brought this dude in and he can't beat out Sam Darnold, cut him. And Matt Rhule, even if he wasn't that good to beat out Sam Darnold, you should still put him in there for the revenge game against the Browns,
right,
just to see what happens.
Because you did that last year with Sam Darnold,
right,
and it was one of your five wins on the season.
Like, do I need to coach for you, Matt? And if that's the case, I also believe that Matt Rhule should be fired. So that's what I said. I said nothing about the result of the game. If they start Baker Mayfield and the Panthers still lose, I still might want Matt Rhule fired. But that's another conversation altogether. Not Baker Mayfield getting cut because of that. All right, next up.
Next up from Colby on Twitter, hey Joe, which position battle, in quotes, is less believable? Icky at tackle versus Brady C or Sam Darnold versus Baker Mayfield? Both battles are fake. Give me Icky and Baker as the ones.
I don't know if the offensive line battle with Icky Ekwonu from NC State is fake. The Baker Mayfield Sam Darnold one is fake. I mean, I could see where somebody
Now, as long as if they both played on the offensive line, that would be fake. But yeah. No, you can't pick somebody six and they don't play right away.
That's true.
You cannot miss on that pick.
Yeah.
And to the Panthers' eternal credit, they have a great rate of first-round draft picks.
They do.
That has not been the issue for them. It's been trading away draft picks in the case of this current regime. And then also, you know, these later rounds, they've kind of squandered some of their opportunities.
Next up.
Next up from Daniel on Twitter. Hey, Joe, when is Julio's fantasy football draft, and what is his key strategy going into it?
Yeah, Daniel added, you may not care, but we want to know. Thanks in advance.
I'm just going to give this little tip out because I broke it myself last year.
Just the tip.
Know the rules of your league. Know the scoring. Know what positions you're allowed to start.
Mm.
Know what positions you're not allowed to start. I'm in this cockamamie NFL league where it is PPR, but you get like 1 point for every 60 yards or some nonsense. So the scoring is completely out of whack.
Okay. So you did not come up with the rules with this league?
Obviously not.
Clearly not.
So you should just draft receivers. And I didn't do that. You know who I took with my first pick last year?
I do not know.
Because I was spiteful. I was a jerk, and I paid for it. I'm in a league with a bunch of Giants fans, and I had either the ninth or tenth pick in a 12-team league. I took Saquon Barkley because, well, our guy Mike Glennon said, oh, he's healthy. He looks great in camp.
you're blaming it on Mike Glennon.
Both.
Huh?
I'm blaming it on my own spitefulness trying to grab Barkley from a bunch of Giants fans. So don't do that. And also, yeah, don't text anyone on the team and get bad intel. Glennon. No, but seriously, know the rules of your league. Know what the scoring is. In this particular league, you are allowed to start. I think you're allowed to start three receivers in my league. So you only have to start one running back. There's like two running backs worth having in the whole NFL.
Okay.
So don't even know what your rules are. You'll be safe.
Next up from Jill on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Are you going to watch Conor McGregor in the Roadhouse remake?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I did. What?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor are going to star in the Roadhouse remake.
Why do we need to remake a perfect movie?
Listen, I got a little soft spot for Conor McGregor.
Really?
I do.
Why?
I mean, he's a jerk.
At one point in time, I did
I watched
also
the boxing
have,
match with yeah. Floyd.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, I watched some of his UFC fights too. He is a jerk, but he does have a wattage to his personality.
Movie wattage, though?
He's never acted before.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting. He's not Swayze.
No.
Gyllenhaal would be Swayze.
I'm sorry, but...
So he's just in the movie.
So Gyllenhaal is going to be Dalton.
Correct. Or whatever, however they decide to remake it. Maybe it's his cousin. Maybe it's his son. Maybe, you know, we don't know.
Some movies get remade and they actually end up being pretty entertaining. Like, for instance, like, The Rock made a Walking Tall remake.
Yeah.
Not a movie that, like, why would you remake Walking Tall? Interesting. They made it with The Rock. It was one of his earlier acting debuts or acting roles. And it was like dumb fun. So if they can not make like a gritty reboot of Roadhouse and make it dumb fun, which is what the original is, like in the same way that Point Break is like a dumb fun level of action movie.
Right.
Maybe I'll be interested in it, but sometimes we make these things super serious. Is it part of a Marvel Cinematic Universe too? Like, is Gyllenhaal like, is he still Mysterio? Like, I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, next up.
No, he's dead.
Roadhouse.
Is he though?
Roadhouse.
next up from Nunzio.
Hey, it's Uncle Nunzio.
Hey, Uncle Nunzio. I didn't know he had Twitter.
He
has a guy who has Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, did Julio really bet on the Hall of Fame game tonight, or was he kidding?
Did you?
No, I have the under. It opened at 34. It's at 30 and a half right now, which is what I got it at.
Yeah.
Here are the last six totals for the Hall of Fame game.
Okay.
19 points, 24, 33, 38, 17, and 30. You feel good about this? I feel good about this.
Dude, that's you, man. That's you. You're not the only person I know that gets in on the action for preseason football.
I didn't take the 2.5 points. I didn't take a side. I took the total.
Shout out to my guy Jared Brooks, because he's also in the same boat as you, where he gets super amped up about preseason lines. And I'm just thinking to myself, you might as well take a lottery ticket, because that's what this is.
Do you know what actually you could do tonight?
What?
It can be helpful to live bet on preseason.
Interesting.
Because then you'll know, like, oh, this guy's, like, trying to make the team.
I see.
This guy looks pretty good.
Yeah, I just feel like gambling on preseason football or preseason anything, you might as well just go down to your grocery store and take a Mega Millions ticket.
Same.
You have better. Yeah. It's just as much chance.
I think that's where the live line comes in.
Fair enough. That's where
you get a little peek.
Fair enough. Next up.
Next up from Advil on Twitter. Hey, Joe, is August the 4th Robin Ventura Day or Texas A&M Day?
What? So today is the day that Nolan Ryan hit Robin Ventura Ventura charged the mound and basically got his butt kicked by Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan he put the move on him,
right,
and then just proceeded
to hammer his head.
It's really what it is. He did give him a big old noogie, yes. Yeah.
But also the jokes are flying at Texas A&M's expense. The NC State of the state of Texas,
mm-hmm,
for today is August 4th, 8-4. Now, here's Texas A&M's record the last few years. I would argue tomorrow should be Texas A&M Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have Robin Ventura Day today, since it is the anniversary of it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Texas A&M, 8-4, fine. 2020, 9-1. And now here comes the run. 8-5, 9-4, 7-6, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5. I think the joke is a day early.
I'm with you on that. And how much is he getting paid to go 8-5?
Well, no. I mean, Jimbo's 9-4, 8-5, 9-1, 8-4.
8-4.
So his regular seasons have mostly been 8-4. But yes, $7.5 million per year.
Not bad. We got any more?
We got one more.
All right.
Oh no, Joe.
Last up from Diego on Twitter. Hey Joe, what's your dream car that you can reasonably afford? And what's your dream car that you know you can't afford?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it just so happens that I'm in the market for a new vehicle. So, I mean, if I could buy one, if they were readily available.
Yeah, we already know your dream car.
Yeah, I would get a Bronco.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's easy.
The original or the new one?
I go back and forth on that.
Okay.
I go back and forth on that.
I'd probably get the new one.
I do like the big Bronco, not the Bronco Sport. The big Bronco. I like that two-door Bronco. So, but if I could, ideally, just money was not an object, I would just go ahead and go get an old.
You know, the name of this program is the OG, not the OJ.
I understand that. Okay. I'm not talking about that Bronco. Good one. I'm not talking about that Bronco. If I did get an OG Bronco, I'd get one of those late 60s models that's been all refurbished. But those go for like $150,000 if you're getting it right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For real?
For real. If you get a completely refurbished one, they range anywhere between $75,000 to $150,000, depending on... You want to go electric? Because they make electric versions of them now, too. They've converted them completely. I've looked into it. Now, the one that I know I couldn't afford, it would probably be a car that I raced a lot in Gran Turismo. One of those Subaru WRXs. Dude, I use that car all the time. Or one of those Nissan GTRs. Did you ever play Gran Turismo? On Sony?
Wait,
on the PlayStation?
As I'm sitting here thinking, why are you in a Subaru?
No.
Are the dogs in the back seat?
No. I do like a Subaru.
Are you going to a softball game?
I had an Outback once. So, the if you played Gran Turismo back in the day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm glad you're amusing yourself. No, it's fine. That's fine. The coffee kicked in. No, but the if you played Gran Turismo... The GTR was the bee's knees, man. That Nissan was great. You'd spec that thing out. You win all the races. But it's like super expensive. Like I saw the Honda Civic Si R, like the Type R. That thing goes for $90,000+. But it looks cool, man. It looks cool. Anyway, it's the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. I went over to Cardinal Gibbons today. Headed out to the track on a very refreshing mid-morning run. Yeah, no, it was gross out there today. The Sir Walter Miler is taking place at Cardinal Gibbons tomorrow night. We got elite runners coming through. And what's unique about this event is that it has a bunch of people like on the track cheering them on. This is not like a normal race event. And you got folks that are trying to go for, you know, sub 4 miles and things like that. Pat Price is one of the organizers for the Sir Walter Miler. He's part of Sir Walter Running. I caught up with him earlier today to discuss this event, you know, the general basics of what people can expect if they want to check this out at Cardinal Gibbons tomorrow night.
Sure. Basics is we started this 9 years ago when events like this didn't exist. One of our founders, Sandy Roberts, was trying to break 4 minutes in the mile, and we just brought a bunch of people out, lined them up on the track. He came really close, didn't make it, but it went viral in the running world.
Okay.
So we started getting calls saying, why don't you do this on a bigger scale?
Yeah.
So first year we did a Kickstarter, and now year 8 of the miler, 9 if you count the Sandman mile, it's a little bit more professional, and we have people from all over the world that come to run the race with people standing all over the track yelling like you're at a football game.
I was going to say, this is like an actual big-time sporting event, so to speak. It's a little raucous, a little rowdy, trying to see who can actually run the fastest mile. So how many people are coming through for this version of the Sir Walter Miler?
We've got about 30 athletes coming through. We've got Olympians from 4 countries, people from really all over the world now coming to run this race. So a little bit different than year 1 when we couldn't get people.
So what's the fastest mile we're anticipating here?
Well, the state records for women, or at least for our meet, are 4:25 for women.
Okay.
And 3:53 for men.
Okay.
In our fields this year, I think we're going to go under that.
That's about 4 to 5 minutes better than I can run right now.
Yeah, it's a lot faster than I can run too, Joe.
Well, come on. What are you running? What's your mile right now? You're much better shape than me. What mile are you running?
It's been a really hot summer in Raleigh, but if we're in the 5:30s, I'll feel pretty good.
5:30. I'm sitting here thinking like, ooh, okay, maybe I can get it down to 8:30 if I'm lucky. Now look, before the pandemic, I was probably in like my peak running shape, where I want to say I got my mile average down to about 7:30. Now, mind you, this is something, and you know my story. People might not know my story.
Yeah, we're glad to see you out here.
And that the beer mile, the stupid content machine got me, and I started, quote unquote, training for the beer mile several years ago. And after I got done training for that, I'm like, well, wait a minute, I kind of like running, so I'm going to keep doing this. So I kept doing it. Shout out to Runology, did a couple of the races out at Dorothea Dix. And, but then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And then I really started drinking.
As we all did.
And, if you're watching this in video form, you can see how the dad bod's really been kicking here. And like, if this were March of 2020, I could tell you right now, this old Runology tank top, I look good in it. Okay. You might not believe me, but I look good in this thing back in March of 2020. But now
we're here to inspire you to start it up again, Jeff.
I got my knee brace. I got the sweatband. I'm gonna have to put the buds in so Beyonce can help me like power through on this mile. So here's what we're gonna do. I want you to try to lap me in a mile.
This is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt.
Are you sure? Dad. Are you sure? Do you see me? I'm gonna try to run as fast as I possibly can,
okay,
so I don't get embarrassed by the fact that you're gonna lap me. Yeah. I have a feeling you're gonna lap me.
I hope that I don't, but.
All right.
We're going to both feel better.
And this is like, this is unofficial. I don't have my Garmin on or any of that stuff. The goal is for you not to lap me.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
You'll never see me coming if you got Beyonce coming.
We put the video out. It's on our Twitter account. It'll be on our Facebook page a little bit later on. I got fat. I mean, I really have no other way to say it. Seeing myself in video form in the run gear that barely fits me, I go, oof, oof.
Some slow-mo shots.
How come nobody told me I got fat? Jillio, you got to look out for me, man.
Don't put that on me.
I was going to say, man, come on now. So the video's out there. Let's put it this way. I'm not going to spoil it on the air. You can go watch the video, but I will say this. I'm hurting. I had to kick in the extra gear at the end. Go watch the video.